In the early 1800s, the demand for beaver pelts for top hats was strong, but the world supply was short. That had trappers looking for untapped sources of those beaver pelts, and the surge wound up here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Soon after Lewis and Clark returned to St. Louis in 1806, they brought word of large numbers of beaver in present-day Montana. That perked the ears of many trappers.
Beaver were used for high-fashion hats, top hats, tall hats, like think of an Abraham Lincoln-type hat. Beaver was very valuable at the time. Word spread quickly, oh, there's a new source of beaver. And so men started going up from St. Louis up the Missouri River.
But relations with the Native Americans in that area were not conducive to trapping there. Soon, another location to the south was found to be just as valuable.
In the 1820s, a group of mountain men led by Jed Smith came across country, came to the Green River Valley. They discovered tons of beaver here too, plus friendly Native Americans, friendly Shoshone Indians who wanted to trade with them.
Clint Gilchrist shares the story from the Museum of the Mountain Man in Pinedale, Wyoming, a town that sits in the Green River Valley that Jedediah Smith explored. The men who came here to trap stayed in the area. After all, it was a long way back to St. Louis. So supplies were brought here to them.
Those supply caravans would meet the mountain men at a certain place, and they called that rendezvous. And that's one of the most iconic parts of this period is that rendezvous celebration.
We may think of lone mountain men hunting and trapping the West, but Clint says that usually wasn't the case.
These guys would travel in big brigades, so 30 to 60 guys, just for safety purposes. It's very dangerous out here, and you didn't want to be out by yourself.
Most were trapping directly for or selling to large fur companies that would transport the beaver pelts downriver each summer after bringing supplies to the Great Rendezvous location each year. There's much more to this story, and it's next time. You can hear the full story at farmingthecountryside.com. It's show 307. As we travel the countryside in Pinedale, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McRae.